Sometimes don't you just need a quick moment of inspiration? Or maybe you just need a moment of caffeinated contemplation to reflect on life? That's the idea behind my weekly Coffee with Nicoa espresso shots. I'll be sharing short jolts of inspiration in each clip in addition to my longer Coffee with Nicoa interview episodes. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an espresso shot or a full-length Coffee with Nicoa interview created just for you. Hey guys, it's Nicoa. Welcome to your weekly espresso shot. Listen, this one's going to be short. You've got to stop pushing against what you don't want, complaining about what you don't want. You know, where the mind goes, energy flows. So what we focus on expands. These, you know, I'm going to repeat this over and over and over again. So I want you to pause and take a deep breath. And I want you to think about a part of your life right now, something that's going on. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a problem at work. Maybe it's a challenge at home. Maybe it's a fear about money. Maybe it's an insecurity about your relationship. Maybe it's an overwhelm about health and wellness. In other words, whatever you're focusing on, I need you to focus on that and see it from a perspective of isness, just accepting what is. Because if you push against it, if you resist it, if you argue about it, and you resist, what do they say? What you resist persists. You cannot get to where you want by pushing against what you do not want. You cannot get to where you want by pushing against what you do not want. You know, I was thinking about, just, this is odd, but the war against drugs, right? Back in the 80s or whenever that was, I guess under the Reagan administration, the war against drugs. Well, drugs all of a sudden became this big thing because we focused so hard on it and we pushed and pushed and pushed and we, and now look, people getting arrested for a half ounce of weed that's legal in multiple states. I mean, we're just making it worse. Well, Nicoa, you have to have an opinion and push back on things you don't like. What if I invited you to, again, think about all those things in your life and even the big things, even the meta things like war and drug use or abuse? How can you accept them as they are and then positively, optimistically, possibility, look at ways to overcome them? Not resist or fight them or argue against them, because that's catabolic energy, but say, okay, well, here it is. This is what is happening. This is the circumstance. This is the situation. What would I like to do about that? How can I influence that to help shift the situation in order to see positive change? How can I embrace what is happening? The person's personality, the lack of funds in your bank account, the overwhelm related to your relationship with your body or your relationship with your partner. How can I accept what is, embrace it, maybe even sit with the emotions of it, maybe even have a conversation about it with the other individual from a space of curiosity, possibility, solutioning? What is possible here? What do I wish was happening? Okay, well, how might we create that scenario? What do you want? How is what you're doing getting you what you want? If you're not getting what you want, are you willing to try a different way? And if you are not willing to try a different way, are you willing to accept what is without judgment? That's your journaling prompt for the week. I know you've heard it before, but believe me, it takes practice. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an espresso shot or a full-length Coffee with Nicoa interview created just for you.